We are reviewing five, studying six.
The clock on the other side is a couple minutes behind this clock.
Is it really?
That's right, I got 6:30, you're okay.
Just walked in from there.
Like I said, the ones that are important are here. So, Ms. Dawn should be coming too, hopefully. Unless we've totally scared her away, but I don't think we have.
She's late.
She seemed to be doing okay last week.
What's that?
She seemed to be doing okay last week.
Yep, she's in front, I was joking. All right, since I know she listens to the tape over and over again, I figured I could make a joke about her and she'll hear it later. Good, so just so you know, they are on the web. It is on the web. And someone said I should do lesson one to myself and put it up there. So so I may do that at some moment I have extra time and a strong alter ego or something.
That's a joke at my house.
So, yeah, that's right.
In your free time?
In my free time. So, all my time is free. Hey, we have company. All right, why don't we pray, and then we're going to get started. Father, thank you for you. Thank you for your love. I'm grateful for the opportunity, the freedom that you have given to us to be able to study not only your word, Lord, but even the Greek language, to be able to study your word even deeper. Lord, you have chosen to use this language to put forth the details of your truth in the new covenant. And Lord, I just pray that you would help each of these that have shown the interest to learn to be able to do that and to be able to retain and to glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, where there's one, there's probably more. So keep your eyes open. All right.
No, Steve felt that way on Wednesday, but he never did actually find any.
Ants. No uncles, just ants.
One calling on there.
Oh, did you? Did any uncles call?
No uncles, just ants. All right. Let's look at lesson five, the homework for that. Okay. So, display your wares.
One page this week. That's up to them.
The worst part is.
Four pages.
You write three. But you're not parsing words.
You did parse. You did translate.
You just said translate.
Oh, man, I've heard.
We wondered why you were easy on us.
You guys. Good, I see that.
Did he say you parsed the translate on the week before?
I'll have to listen to my tape and see whether I...
Oh, no, we don't go by the tape.
If the professor gives you verbal instructions, you're supposed to write it down.
Yeah, but he had a sheet afterward with it written on it.
And so...
On the record show, I parsed.
You did. You were the best student today, Steve.
Hey, wait! Well, we have to mentally parse in order to translate.
Well, doesn't matter. It's good practice. So did I put it on this week?
No.
Let it be stated. Okay. On the record, at 3:37 going forward, that I said you are going to parse. All the words. It only happened for a couple more weeks, like 30. And seriously, it is a very good practice. It really is, because then you go back and you struggle. Like with Marcia, she was parsing. Yeah. Okay. You still have it down there.
I parsed everything.
For the most part, yes.
What do you mean? What else?
And so when she came over to me and asked me questions here and there, you know, she wanted me to translate her words for her, sentences for her. Anyways, teacher's pet, you know. But I was able to, looking at what she had, figure out why she was confused on certain sentences because of how she had it parsed. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay, so, yeah, so parsing is very important.
Everybody look.
Aha! Two! Smusher. It can't be a him, because it's an ant. All right. Right? It would be an uncle if it was a him.
It's a her anyway.
It was worse the second time.
It's a her anyway?
Yeah.
It's in nothing now, so. All right. It's neuter. It's definitely neuter. All right. So the first one is Marcia's. Number one. Okay, let's struggle through the readings here, okay?
Oh, you want me?
I want you to read it, and then I want you to translate it, since we're not parsing.
Okay, sukei, brape, zoen.
Good.
Sukei is masculine. This is nominative.
Sukei is not masculine.
Oh, it's feminine, sorry.
That's
feminine.
Right.
Feminine, nominative, singular. Blepe is present, active, indicative, third person, singular.
Good.
From Blepo.
Mm-hmm.
Zoane is feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Accusative.
Yep.
Singular.
Good.
So, and it says, a soul sees life.
Good. A soul sees life, or a soul sees a life. Because matter could be just life. That's good. All right. We could do it that way. Timmy?
Did you say parse? Because I just heard you say translate.
I said translate because you guys didn't parse. So I'm not going to make you parse it. But if you butcher it, you're going to parse it.
Oh, I didn't know it was allowed to look at my homework. I thought we had to do it ourselves again.
I didn't tell you. I remember last week I said it'd be better if you don't look at your homework so that you could, but since you've already done it, it should be semi-easy.
Vasilea.
Basilea.
Basilea. Gnoke.
Gnoke. What happened to that sigma?
Gnoske. Good. Aletheum.
Aletheum, good.
So
read like a sentence now. Instead of three words.
Vasileia, Gnoske, Aletheum.
Good.
And it is a kingdom knows truth.
Yep. Everybody else agree? Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. Good. A kingdom knows truth. Okay, good. Dr. Steve, number three.
Number three. Anthropos.
Okay.
Graphi.
Graphé.
Graphé.
Okay. Graphé. Yeah, okay. Epsilon Yoda.
Endolos. Kai. Nomus.
Nomus. Okay. Okay, good. Yes, you are.
A man writes commandments and laws.
Anybody else agree? Good.
I have a man is writing a commandment and a law.
Is writing what?
Is writing a commandment and a law.
That's okay, but writes and is writing is the same. It's both present tense.
It's plural. Commandments and laws are both plural.
Oh, you put a commandment. I'm sorry. It's commandments. I'm sorry. I missed that.
It's commandments and laws are both plural.
Yep. And Telas and Numus.
Apostoloi. Apostoloi. Lambanusi.
Good. Lambanusi.
Dulos.
Dulus.
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 Kai.
Dopa. Nope.
Not
look at that letter again. What letter is that?
Which one?
No, it's not Dopa. Dora.
Dora.
Oh, Dora.
It's a rope.
Dora is called rope.
Iglesias.
Good. Okay.
apostles. Receive slaves and... and gifts and churches.
Good. Anybody else agree?
I would put a comma there instead of an and.
Yeah, if it was you writing it, but...
writing in English.
However, in Greek, you'll note there are, according to English, run-on sentences galore. I mean, they go on and on and on and on. It's my kind of language. Okay. All right. Number five, Miss Brooke.
Okay. Apostoloi kai ecclesiae.
Good.
Lapusi soen kai thanaton.
Thanaton. Good.
And it means... apostles and assemblies see life and death.
Good. Exactly right.
What was it?
Apostles and assemblies see life and death. Oh, no, soul? No. What is
that's it.
Apostles life and death.
Assemblies.
I wrote soul.
Right. Life. Assemblies, churches, whatever. Where do you want to put that?
Take, receive, what did you say?
Oh, I said see. Blepusius.
See, blepusius.
Huios dulu like ange parabole ecclesiae. And it means
Oh, that's number 6.
Right.
Do number 6.
That's okay. That's all right. You can do it. He's been working that one. You can tell. He's been looking at that thing trying to. Are you reading that fast? Really? Have you been looking at it the whole time, figuring out how you say it?
No.
Or you just read it that fast?
I just read it.
That's good. Good job, dude.
Well, 16. Graphe ecclesia loc agon zoe.
Zois. Okay.
He writes to words of life to an assembly.
Okay. Anybody else?
Wasn't it a word of life?
He writes a word of life to the church.
That's
good. Yeah, it's a word. Log on. Okay. Good.
Okay. Wait, what was it?
He writes a word of life to an assembly.
After we went over it, then I still read it.
He writes to a church a word of life.
That's okay. It's to a church is indirect object, and so you can put he writes, comma, to a church, comma, word. A word of life, okay? Or you can put the, again, because word order in English would put the indirect object more likely at the end of the sentence. You just switch it around. So Christopher, what was the important part about that? If you were going to teach that sentence, how would you teach it? What's the most important part about it?
Well, I guess it would be the pronoun built into graphe.
Okay. Well, just he. We don't know who he is, but what's the most important part that he's teaching?
The word.
He's writing. Well, he's writing to church. And so, in other words, the indirect object's put there. So as we were talking about that, you know, they bring it up there to the second thing instead of putting it at the end, you know, which they could have. So the important thing to stress there is that not just that he's writing a word of life, but he's writing a word of life to the church.
So okay. When you said that word order, that the first word is most important, it goes down in order from there.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, at that point, I mean, you know, you get so far into it, it's like, eh. But yes, clearly he's, at this point, your object would come next, okay, in normal word order. And so in order to bring that indirect object up there, it's putting a stress on it. Okay. And actually, I mean, in English, we tend to do that sometimes, too. If we really want to stress something, we bring it forward, if we can. So, okay. I'll take 17, and then we can do a community interpretation here. Allege cardiais anthropon parabolein kai naman. Okay, so allege is what?
He says.
It's a verb. Okay. Okay, it's present active indicative, third person singular, from lego. So he says, he, she, or it says, anyway. Cardi ice.
A heart.
A heart.
To a heart.
To a heart.
To a four heart.
To a four heart.
No, it's plural.
It's plural. Ice. A-A's, A-A. Ain't. I own ice os. Okay? So it's hearts. So, and it is dative. So it's to, for, or in hearts. Something like that. Anthropone is what?
Of men.
Of men. Okay, it's plural. Good. Plural genitive, masculine. Masculine, genitive, plural. Parabolane.
Parable, accusative, singular.
Okay, good, accusative, singular. Kai.
And
good, here we go. She was waiting for that one. Naman. Naman is...
masculine, accusative, singular.
What do they call it? The, like radar, and the words that come both ways?
Yeah.
What? It's one of those words, though. Anyway, yeah. New, Omicron, mu, Omicron, new. Okay. So it means a law, right? It's accusative singular. Mm-hmm. So we bring it together, and it says, he says two hearts of men, parables, a parable, and a law. So if we put it into English, we state, he says a parable and a law, two hearts of men. Probably into hearts of men, toward hearts of men, anyways. You know,
change it to speaks. Is that okay? Sounds better anyway.
You could do that. I mean, it's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's an interpreter's license. Leleo would be speaks. And so, lego is...
no one says he says a parable.
Yeah,
correct. Well, that's...
card say says or speaks.
Right. That's... Well, see, that's where you... As a translator, become an interpreter. Because you got to bring it into English in a manner that's not stilted. So, okay, and then 18 is graphe, ecclesia, a or I, depending on how you want to state that, I say a. Graphe, ecclesia, huios, apostolou. So graphe, again, is the present active indicative, third person singular, he writes, okay, he, she, or it writes, ecclesia. Okay, dative singular, church or assembly, huios. Masculine nominative singular. Okay, son. And apostolou.
Masculine genitive singular.
Okay, from apostolos, which is apostle, or an official messenger. So, what's the subject?
Son.
Not just the son.
The apostle's son.
The son of the official messenger. The son of the apostle. Or an apostle's son, right? Because the apostolou goes with it. So a son of an apostle or an official messenger writes to a church. Again, context, it could be he writes in a church. But normally, a lot of times you're going to have a preposition that's going to hang out there with it, okay? So
the fact that they're together here means it's that they're together. I mean, they threw the word order all around, and if they say something completely different.
What do you mean?
Say it's an apostles' church.
Yeah.
No, right. Normally, you're going to have the genitive is going to hang out with what it modifies.
Can it be before or after?
The genitive is going to hang out with what it modifies, and so
after.
Usually after.
Sometimes before?
There's always exceptions to the rules.
But usually after.
Okay. I mean, it's usually, again, almost always when you're translating, things when you start putting them together are pretty clear. Does that make sense? It's a rare moment where, like we speak in English sometimes, and all of a sudden we say things backwards for some reason. Anyways, you'll see that. But as a whole, you're going to see the noun and then the genitive. I was going to say the subject, but it could be an accusative or whatever. But you're going to see the word it's going to modify first, and then the genitive. Okay? Anybody else have any thoughts on that? Okay. Do you have any questions from the homework as you went through it? Okay.
No, wait. I did have...
Stall.
Is there no conjugation? I forget what word you use. I don't think you use conjugate. What word do you use when you're doing the verbs? What's this? What do you call this?
Paradigms.
Okay. Is there no paradigm of grapho that ends in a new? So you will know whether this is being used as a noun or a verb.
Yes. Yes. No, but there will be.
Well,
okay, wait, come on. There will be, okay, when you get to subjunctives, okay, you will have subjunctive, you will have the present active subjunctive third person singular being graphe with an eta and a iota subscript, which is going to look an awful lot like your data singular, okay? Mm-hmm. Again, that's context. If you have two verbs there, graphe and something else, then clearly graphe isn't the verb. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay, so, on those rare occasions where those kind of things are being blended, you just, again, you put down your options. You know, that's why I like the parsing. You put your options down there, and then you're Sherlock Holmes, and you say, wait a second, there's no chi, so I can't have two verbs. So one of these guys don't belong. Well, graphe can be a noun. This one can't. So therefore, let's see how this looks if this is a noun. Well, it looks good as a noun, so we're going to go with a noun.
Okay.
All right? But that's a good question. All right, you all ready?
No.
Too bad. Okay. It is that time.
You didn't check my homework.
I did check your homework. I came walking around. Mm-hmm. I did. Yep, everybody's got to close them up.
I thought we were supposed to make flashcards to use on the quiz.
Yeah. I was told that good teachers don't give quizzes 3 weeks in a row. Oh, well. Good students are prepared, regardless of whether it's there or not.
They don't want three of them.
Is it multiple choice?
It is.
Hey, yeah, let's do multiple choice.
Yeah. Too bad you don't get multiple choice when you're translating.
Oh, no, this is just not nice.
Listen, I had to work hard for this. I could have made you do the alphabet again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I did give you 54 points just for showing up. I mean, a lot of professors.
Do I get some for the name, too?
I take off if you don't put your name on it. I deduct extra points.
Yeah, all of number two is a trick.
All of number two is a trick. Hello, Don. Would you like a quiz? Sentences. I was like, well, all right.
I don't show you my notes. I don't want you to expect too much.
No. I think you're going to write in the answer on a bunch of those. Yeah.
This is the assignment sheet, right? And it does, it's supposed to say parse. So you may want to write that down, parse the words. Because I forgot to write it on the last one. So at 3 minutes and 35 seconds into our class tonight, I said, parse.
And that's that number?
For all the exercises, parse the words.
Can you tell me how one of the letters sounds for you?
No. It's okay. Just remember, quizzes are 60% of your grade. Sorry. You know what they say? Just guess. Don't leave things empty. Guess. Get points for getting it right. No points for getting it wrong.
Is there extra credit if we find a mistake?
This is hard. Did you find a mistake? No, not this week. There's a significant potential. I have to change my font for every week because the font I was using before I no longer have. It's called Greygate. Anyways, and so when it comes up, it just comes up in English. And so I have to change the font to the SB Ionic. And all the letters don't come across the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So accents are all different, and
okay.
Letters are different, and so.
That's
Is it in a sentence?
It's just accent in the number 3. The breather.
Breathe. Should we soft breathing? Anthropos. Anthropos.
So I said it and I was like, that's not.
That was the difference between hitting a shift 1 and a shift 2. 26 font, so I can see it. I think we're here for a few minutes. Okay, I gotta start bringing you down.
I missed one. Gotta give you 1 minute, Miss Dawn. Yeah, keep passing. Everybody's passing.
Okay, I'm just putting down stuff because you said to.
That's okay. That's exactly right.
I'm like, wait a minute.
You never know. You could hit it.
Wait. Oh, that's okay. I was gonna say.
Forget your name.
I want a different color ink.
Yeah.
Oh, it's real dark. It's like a. Oh, you have the same color.
I have blue. So if he has black. Yeah. But when it's both black, I go, okay, where's the collection?
Thank you.
Did I do that?
I have to bring him one of my red pens.
I have to call Danielle.
Huh?
Jesse. I called Jesse to find out how to get here from where I was.
Oh,
get on I-20, go around to here, get off the phone.
Well, you're really hurting, too, when you, if you call Jesse.
She got me here.
That's good. That's a praise.
I prayed.
That is a praise.
Okay, Lord, if you want me to get off at a different spot, I'm willing to do that. And I did. I got off at Washington instead of Bobby Jones.
And, which is good.
And I
all
made
instruction
it.
There. Yeah.
Good. So, here I am. Otherwise, I'd be driving around in the city saying, you know, I was just learning the city. I didn't go to Greek. But I got my laundry done.
Were you coming from the camper or somewhere else?
No, I had taken Donald to work this morning. He put his car in the shop. So I've been in town since 8 o'clock this morning. I went shopping, took myself to breakfast, and practiced my Greek in the restaurant.
Oh,
I hate it. 8:07.
And a half.
And a half, thank you.
Don't forget the half.
Yeah, because he doesn't round.
I don't. That half could help
well,
you out.
Well, it could go down, you know.
But that half may, hold you over the edge of something. Okay, clearly they're starting to separate the men from the boys here. So, the girls from the girls. Anyways, you all know how you did. So, if you're groaning, that means that you need to start tomorrow on Greek, not Monday.
No, that means we forget it by the time we get to Monday.
We did start tomorrow.
You did start tomorrow?
Well, last week I started.
No,
last week I started the next day, and I don't know, my brain is too hard. It takes a lot to wrinkle it.
No, you're doing good. You're doing fine. All right.
I'm happy now.
That's exactly right.
And I have nothing else to do practically all day, so I'm spending hours just writing them.
You need a kid to say them to you all the time.
I don't know about that.
All right.
But I got hurt.
Lesson 6. Okay. Lesson 6, we get into the adjectives. Okay, which is a fun part, okay? Because now you don't just know nouns and verbs, but now you get to add some descriptive stuff to it, okay? Now, before we get into this, just, you know, I start reading these, right. An adjective goes with any gender. And they take on the endings of the gender that they're with. Okay, so as you look at the vocab, you're going to see that the word comes in the masculine, and then you have the feminine ending, and then you have the neuter ending. Because, like, agathos, meaning good, or, wouldn't it really be lovely, it would be more good in that concept. It could be agathē. It could be agathon. It depends on what it's sitting with. So if it's talking about the church, the good church, it would be what?
Agathon.
No.
Church.
Agathē. Right, exactly right, okay? Because it would be with the church. The church is feminine, okay? If it's talking about a man, a good man, then it would be
agathos.
Agathos, agathon, depending on what part it is, good. If it's talking about the gift being good, it would be? Agathon, because the ron is a gift. Okay? So you'll notice we go through these then, that clearly they're going to switch as they go. Now they have given you, I think, just one verb in here, just to kind of throw you off with everything. Yeah. So anyways, just keep you honest as you do this. You know, you don't
noun in here too. A desert.
Yep.
Hawaii.
Yep. All right, so let's go through. Agathos is good. Okay. Allos, okay, is other. Now, if you remember, I wish I would have brought my Greek New Testament. As we go through 1 Corinthians 12, I make a big deal about the fact that there's two words for other. There's heteros and allos. One means another of the same kind. The other means another of a different kind. Have you got any guesses which one this other is?
Same kind.
Same kind. Heteros,
is
different. Yeah, heterosexual, right. So, that's right. And allomorphs.
I was comparing that to homosexual, so I was thinking right. Hetero was the same.
Yeah, no, hetero is different. Right. Hetero is different. And so allos is like where we used it from allomorphs and stuff like that. So it's the same. So it's another, and then you can have in your mind another of the same kind. Okay, you're not going to translate it that way, but I would in 1 Corinthians 12. Because in 1 Corinthians 12, there are three groups of spiritual gifts. Okay? And Paul distinctly uses heteros to break those three groups apart. And he uses allos in the midst of the groups to say they're the same kind. Okay? And so if I was translating it, if you had the BCV, then you would be reading, then you know, in another, a different kind, another the same kind, another the same kind, another the same kind, another different kind. You know, just
so it's like three categories, and then there's different ones in each
within
category.
It. That's right. And in the Greek, you'll see that. In the English, you don't see that. In the English, you just see a listing of spiritual gifts. And it's very unfortunate that the translators didn't do something to bring the sense of what was happening across.
Are you remembering that specifically? That in that is it in the chapter that it's. The first one is different, then it says same, and the fourth one is different?
Oh, no. It's, let me see if I can remember what they are. You've got gifts of knowledge, So I think there's knowledge and wisdom, and then you've got gifts of faith and works, if you would, and then you have the last two, which are gifts of tongues. Okay? And so I could tell you specifically if I had a Greek New Testament.
That's okay, maybe later.
But that's, I think it's 2, 4, 5, whatever it is in the middle there. My brain's not coming right up, and then 2. I know it's their knowledge, works, if you would, miracles, all those things, healings, and then tongues at the end. Speaking in tongues and interpreting tongues, or languages, actually. As we go into that, you'll see that that word for tongue there is literally the word for tongue, but it's used for the word language. So that's not probably a good translation either. They should have said languages. Okay, so that's alos. Dikaios is the word for righteous. Okay. Egiro is a verb. I raise up. Egeiro. Okay, it's a diphthong there. Eremos, a desert. Okay, and so it's a feminine, and it's a smooth, soft breathing there. Eschatos, okay, so we have the last, so we get our word eschatology, study of last things. Remember we talked about the word logos when we did that, meant at times a study of. And so we bring that together, use the word logos. At the end of this, it would be eschatos logos, in a sense, eschatology. Kakos and kalos. If you remember on Sunday.
Those are the words you used on Sunday.
Those are the words I used on Sunday, kakos and kalos. They go together. Kakos is bad and ugly. Kalos is good and beautiful. They don't put the word ugly there, but they're kind of opposites. They're antonyms. And so they have that sense together. Kurios, today they say Kurios, it's the word for a Lord. You can see it's the Lord, capital L, but it doesn't mean the Lord unless it has ha with it, ha Kurios, then it would be the Lord. And then you have to make the determination whether the Lord is the capital Lord. Does it make sense? Okay. You can't assume every time you see the word kurios, that it's talking about Jesus.
What's ha? Is that a...
Ha.
What's that?
What
with
that
the reading mark on it? Right there.
That's the article.
The O.
I thought there was no...
That's the article. Remember, that's the masculine article. Ha kurios.
But it's not the. There's no the.
Yes. Yes, definite article. That's the. You're going to get that in just a second. Give me three words, and those become your part of your vocab. But we've already talked about that as far as in your vocabulary lists. That letter that comes afterwards lets you know what gender it is, but it's also that letter is the definite article for the.
I thought Greek had no definite.
Yes, okay, that's 100%. It has no indefinite article.
I told you my wrinkles weren't very good.
Yeah, no, indefinite is like ah and some, according to Marshall. And so, see, I learned, I picked it up, I'm using it now, okay. I've taken it as mine. So, but I did give you credit since it's just this year. Next year you don't get credit.
Use a lot of indefinite articles, say this Eremos is a desert.
Right, but... That's not in. It's not in the Greek. We bring it into English as a desert, right? Okay, mikros is small or little, like a microscopos, microscopos. Okay, nekros, necromancy. Nekros is dead. A dead one. And we're going to talk about that as we talk about the adjectives here. Then ha he ta. Those are the articles. So you're masculine, feminine, and neuter. Okay? And so they mean da.
On some of the articles, they don't have any breathing marks. Is that just a mistake?
Tell me that again, no?
On some of the articles, they don't have breathing marks.
Where are we talking?
Alos. It just says A and O.
And
the
I can't answer that question right now. I don't know why. I don't know why.
What?
I never even noticed it. So I don't want to tell you that it's just a typo. Mm-hmm. But I honestly don't know why it is. My guess was going to be because of vowel vowel, but I looked and you got agathos and allos, and one has and one doesn't. So I'm not sure. And the other thing I note there as well is that allos is a oh instead of on, which I've never noticed before either. So my gut feel is that it's a typo.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so that's my gut feel, is that the editor missed it coming through.
What are ah and r? They don't seem to be masculine, feminine, or neuter.
Where are we at?
On the vocabulary, some of them have ah and own.
And that just
those are the articles, the definite articles.
But
on, os, ah, on, is that what you're talking about?
On, like, micros, it says
and
own.
Well, on is neuter, and ah is feminine. Remember, feminine can either be a or ah.
It's showing you the other endings. Is that what it is?
Right. It's showing you the endings. Yeah, so whenever you have adjectives, it's showing you the endings. It's not the definite article. So adjectives. Mm-hmm. Okay. Adjectives can. Well, we'll talk about it when we get to substantivals. Okay. Just know that adjectives can have an article with it, but normally, they don't. Normally, they go with the noun. But we'll talk about that as we go. Okay. Then haras is away. And then pistos, faithful. And then protos. I don't know why they skipped that line. Protos is first, so it's a prototype. Protos tipos. Okay. It's the first. Okay. Okay. Now you'll see in paragraph 61, that they give you the declension of the adjective agathos. It's just to kind of give you the idea, again, of what's happening here, okay? Is that you can see it's going to come down with masculine singular, then feminine singular, then neuter singular, then masculine plural, feminine plural, neuter plural. Remember, we're not worrying about vocatives, okay? And so you just kind of need to know what adjectives do, okay? So you might want to know. Paragraph 61. That kind of idea. Okay?
They're the same as the ones we already...
Well, you know, I like to put some of the stuff on there, so... Huh?
They're the same as the ones we already know.
As a whole, yes, it's true. It does not change. They take the
same.
The endings are the same.
They match.
They match.
The endings from the declensions.
Yes,
okay. Okay. Okay, and then paragraph 63 is the declension of the articles. Okay, now this we haven't gone over yet, but you can see that as a whole, they match as well. Okay, except for the os. Okay, you know, with you have anthropos, the nominative singular in the is just slightly different. Okay, but otherwise, as a whole, they match. Okay, so you have ha anthropos, then tu anthropou, to anthropo, ton anthropon.
Whoa, what are you doing?
I'm going down to masculine singular. Now I'm going to go down to masculine plural. Hoi anthropoi, ton anthropone, tois anthropois, tus anthropous. Do you get it? Mm-hmm. So all the endings are matching up. And coming down to feminine, using the word graphe, I guess. We would have hey graphe, tais graphes, te graphe, tain graphane, hi graphi, tone graphone, tais graphice, and tas graphos. Does that make sense? I think it's actually graphes, but anyways, at the end there.
What?
I think graphe actually ends with graphes instead of graphos. Remember, there's four different ways that feminine... Yeah, but you'd have tas graphes. Let me see if I'm right. Oh, graphos. It does end in us. Okay. They all end in us. Okay, good. So anyways, so the point is, you have that agreement, okay? And that's the next paragraph that's there. There is agreement, okay? And that's going to help you when you translate, okay? Because if you see a couple words that all end the same way, more than likely, they're going together somehow. That's right, okay? And so you want to sit down and say to yourself, okay, I think they're going together. How do they go together? Oh, I think this is an adjective. Yes, it is. So this must be a noun, okay? So you see the examples there. Ha lagas, tu lagu, okay? It's the same thing we were just talking about, to lago, okay? How they all kind of blend together, okay? Does anybody have any questions on that?
Did you say there was an exception to the rule?
No.
Good.
The only exception would be on some of your feminines sometimes, you know, because of how they're all alpha or eta, though. Okay? So you might see that as an exception. It's not an exception, but you may see that as an exception.
But as alpha and eta are the same vowel, but alpha is short and eta is long.
That's right.
Just like we have short A and long A, are say and A.
Well, based upon, remember the four declensions we had coming through the feminines. Okay, there was four different ways that first declension can be done, depending on the word. Okay, so, but the article doesn't change. So, if there's an eta instead of an alpha, then it's still going to have the alpha on the article. That's all.
So it's not going to change. It's going to look different from the word.
It may, just in not many circumstances. There, you may have it so it doesn't look. But again, if you have it in your mind that alpha and eta...
That's not right, though. Because eta is long epsilon.
Well, don't worry about it.
Sorry, I said that wrong.
Yeah, don't worry about it, though.
Alpha
but if you,
has
but
short and long.
In your mind, you just kind of have to have it that omicron, okay, the omicron concept is masculine neuter. Mm-hmm. And the alpha eta is feminine.
Yeah.
So just put that in your mind. Don't trip over the linguistics of it, the linguinis of it. Just, you know, because when your linguistics become linguini and it really. Yeah, right. So just remember, if I see that omicron, and I know it's a noun, it must be masculine or neuter. If I see the alpha and eta, it's got to be feminine. Okay? Okay, use of the article, okay? Because we have some time here, good. But I want to do some of the sentences. There are three uses of an adjective, okay? You're going to have attributive, predicate, and then substantive, okay? Well, you look at substantive in just a moment, okay? Now, we talked about the attributive and the predicate use in church a few weeks ago. And so if I say the red marker, then I am attributing a character trait to the marker. So red is my adjective, and it's being used attributively in this sentence. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I could say that the marker
is red.
And in this case, red is still my adjective. Okay? But it's being used in the predicate position. That's exactly right. Okay? So, let's So let's say I want to say the book
is green.
Is good. The book is good. Okay? So I would say a biblios put in kalos, a biblios kalos. Okay, the book is good. Okay, just track with me. I'm going to show you the difference here. Okay, but if I said the good book, I would say ha kalos. Biblios. Okay? Or I could say ha kalos ha biblios. Okay? The good book, the good the book. Okay? Or I could say ha biblios. Archelos.
The
book, the good. Okay?
And what would be the purpose of putting that article in the second time?
Again, to stress the book. Potentially. Okay? So any one of these three are attributive. Okay? Here's the key. Here's the key. In the predicate, nope. The adjective does not have an article. Does not have an article. Make sense? Okay, no article. Down here, it always is associated with an article. Because when it's slapped in between them, it's slapped between the article and the noun. Make sense? So it still, in a sense, has the article semi with it. And then when it's put out front and when it's put behind, it has the article with it. Okay? So, predicate, it has no article. Attributive, well, it's associated with an article. Even on the Halakalos Biblios, it's slapped between the article and the noun. Make sense? So if I've got kalos, kalos ha biblios, what is it?
Good the book.
Well, how would you translate it in English, though?
The good book.
No. No, no, come on, think of what I said. If the adjective does not have an article associated with it, then it is predicate. So this would be, the book is good. Because there is no article associated with kalos. Do you get it? Okay, this is extremely important. This part's got to go. You know, it's got to be there. Okay? So, if I threw the ha on there and said, oh, wait, I forgot that. Then you'd say, oh, wait, no, okay, now it's the good book. Okay? But if this isn't there, the book is good.
No, I lost you.
Okay? Okay? No article.
Right. That's predicate.
Okay. It has an article associated with it, okay. Even though it's sitting there.
Yeah.
Okay? But in here, they can be separated. Okay? There may even wind up being another word in between there. Usually not. Okay? Usually the adjective and the noun are going to hang right together. Okay? But if it's attributive, they could do that. They could put something in there. More than likely they're not, I mean, it's, you're never going to see it. Okay? But you just kind of have it in your mind. Okay, so what is the key between the attributive and the predicate?
Attributive has an article.
Attributive is associated with an article.
Predicate has no article.
Predicate has no article with it. Okay? So, here you can almost say, well, it doesn't really have an article with it. But it does, because it's hanging with, it's right in between. It's right there. It's tight with the noun. Okay? Good.
So the article is the ho, right?
Ha, right.
Then then it is within the Carlos. It's right beside it, right?
We're here?
No, right under the good book.
Ha Kalos Biblios? Right. It's hanging there with it. We could argue, we could debate on whether the ha is going with the Biblios or the ha is going with the Kalos, but it's going with all of it. Does that make sense? So it's associated with an article. So the key is, no article, it's predicate.
So on that last one on the right side.
Over here?
Mm-hmm. That article goes with Biblios.
Sure.
Not Kalos.
That's exactly right, because there is no article here.
Because it doesn't have one before it.
That's exactly right.
After it, it doesn't matter.
That's exactly right.
So the correct translation of that is the book is good.
The book is good. Yeah. This is the book is good. So right, as it stands right here, it's predicate. But again, if I want to putting in that ha, all of a sudden it's down here. Okay? That's why I said, you know, there's certain things. That's why when we got into that one about the lamb, the book of the lamb, you know, it's the difference between the attributive and the predicate. And it was used attributive, not predicate. And yet the translators translate it as a predicate. And so the foundation of the world winds up going with the slaying of the lamb rather than the names being written, and it's just it's not right.
They botched it
according to Bob. Anyways, so but then again, no one's ever asked me to write the BCB, so
they didn't ask you to translate the New Testament.
I did translate the first Corinthians as I preached through it once years ago, and I put that on the back of my sermon note sheets until someone questioned the pride issue on that. Why I was doing that. I said, well, because I'm preaching from my translation, so I figured I'd give you what my translation was.
You put the English, not the Greek.
I put the English, yeah, my translation. I translated as I went, and same with Philippians. I used to do that all the time. I used to translate the passages and just put it out there. And anyways, so I didn't want to cause people to stumble. All right, so does everybody understand that? Okay, the next couple paragraphs are going to cover what I just covered. Okay? And then there's a substantive use of the article, okay? The substantive use of the article is when it stands in place of the noun, okay? And so, this kalos, okay, come down over here, okay? I could just write a kalos, Agire. Hakalos agire. Okay? I think I wrote this right. Okay, and so we know agiro means what?
Raise up.
Okay? Right, I raise up. Okay? So hakalos agire would mean the good one. Probably you would translate this, the good man raises up. Okay? Why would I say this is a good man?
Maximum.
Because it's maximum. Yeah, that's right. It's maximum. Yeah. That's right. Yes.
Masculine.
It's masculine. Okay. If I wanted it to be, I could let you know that I was really talking about a woman, and say hakale. Okay.
What's
the
good. That's
my Ada.
That's a little funny.
That's me being sloppy. I'm not being graded. That's exactly right, man. See, you're being graded. I'm not being graded. If you're the teacher, then you can write a mine. Anyways, so, hey, Kale, hey, Gire, okay? The good woman raises up, okay? Now, I can also do this. Kale, Gire. Now it's not the good woman. It's a good woman raises up, okay? And so, it's an adjective, it's not a noun, but it's being used substantively in a substantive position, okay? It's being used in place of the noun. And so you do that nominative, dative, accusative, genitive, okay? And so that's one of those places where, like in 1 Corinthians 14, where you have the spiritual... ones, the spiritual things, the spiritual gifts.
14.
14:1.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 14:1. And so, whenever you see an italics in your Bible, it's not in the original.
Yeah.
Okay, and so, and they're, but they're very good at doing it. So I mean, I appreciate the fact that they do that, okay?
Yeah, it helps make sense.
Right, and so when you see in 1 Corinthians 14:1, it says, you know, pursue spiritual gifts or something like that. I'm trying to think how it's...
Pursue love, yet desire earnestly, spiritual.
Spiritual gifts.
Prophecy.
Yes, so spiritual things, spiritual ones, spiritual gifts. Probably spiritual gifts is a good translation there, is a good interpretation. But it is an interpretation, not a translation, because gifts isn't there. They could have said, pneumaton, doron, okay, or charismon.
So that could place a noun in any...
Yep.
In any...
any place.
Any place that they just have to have the proper ending.
That's right. That's exactly right. Because it has agreement with the noun.
Can you say that again without using the word it?
What?
That sentence.
An adjective. An adjective can stand in place of a noun any place. But it will have the proper ending that the noun would have. And so sometimes you'll look when you're translating and you'll say, wait a second, it's missing a noun. Oh, yeah.
That's so weird.
Mikron, the little one. Okay? So, yeah, it is. I mean, but... Anyways. We kind of do that. All right? All right. Now, homework. You guys got to do 1 to 4, so let's go to 5.
No, let's go ahead and start with 1.
Yeah.
They have to start in the middle.
Yeah.
One day I'll slip, I'm sure, and I'll give you one. All right. Number 5. Hoi kakoi. That's funny. I went over to Loy. Loy, what's Loy? I was reading the same line over again. Hoi kakoi leousi ta heron. Okay? And so, hoi kakoi. Kakoi is from kakos, meaning bad. Okay? So, the bad. And then all of a sudden we have leousi. Okay? So we say, there is no noun there. So probably it's the bad one. Okay? The bad man or the bad men. Because it's actually plural, right? So we have masculine.
Bad one, the bad boy, or the bad man?
The bad men, the bad ones. We wouldn't assume boys unless, the context told me that it was boys. We just, if in my mind, if I'm interpreting and I see it's masculine, I always go men. Unless the context tells me to put something else in there. Because it actually, I mean, because honestly, it could be a masculine noun that it is pointing back to. Does that make sense? The antecedent
Paul's
of it. Yeah, exactly right. So you have to find out what the antecedent is. And so it actually, there's a lot of masculine nouns. My mind is blanking out on them all right now, which we just learned them. Anyways, and so, say again.
Doulos.
Yeah. Good. Okay. And so it could be the bad servants. Does that make sense? And you just know that based upon context. But here, if there's nothing there for me to know that by,
it would be
the bad men.
Are articles the same for singular and plural?
Ask me again.
Are articles the same for singular and plural?
They agree in singular and plural, yes.
No, they're not. Some of them are singular and some are plural.
What are?
The articles change depending on whether they're singular or plural.
That's correct.
In exchange.
The articles go along with the declension. So you can see this is hoi. Hoi kakoi.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm glad you were tracking. I wasn't tracking that at all.
Okay. Spanish. You're relating Spanish to Greek, too.
Really?
That's the triangle.
Okay. So leousi is they destroy, or they lose. And then ta heron is the temple. So... The bad men destroy
the temple.
Good. Okay. Number 6.
Okay, wait.
All right.
That's where I wanted to go. Okay.
You wanted to go destroy the temple?
No. The bad.
The bad.
All right. I don't know my declensions well enough.
This is masculine.
Plural.
Masculine and nominative plural. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a subject. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so they, and again, you're going to have agreement between the noun and the verb. So the verb is plural, mm-hmm. but the ta aeron is singular. So I know, even if I'm struggling,
that that's not the subject.
That that's not the subject, right? It can't be the subject. Well, but yeah, regardless, I mean, this is, Mason could put anything he wants down as a sentence just to test you. And sometimes he does just to really test you. He said, well, that couldn't make sense. So it doesn't matter. You have to translate what's there. And you know, it's like in the Bible. Sometimes we get the passages in the Bible and we want to translate a certain way and we say, but no, it's got to be this way. But no, you've got to be true to the text. Okay, number six. Ha kyrios tes zoes hegire tus nekrus. Okay, so ha kyrios, that is clearly a noun, I mean a nominative, singular. And so it's the Lord. Okay, we don't know if it's capital L, but it's the Lord. Okay, and then tes zoes, okay, is feminine, genitive, good. Okay, so of the life, okay, the Lord of life, okay, the Lord of life. We don't need to put the Lord of the life, okay, that's kind of a redundant thing there. So the Lord of life, hegire, he raises up, tus nekrus, the dead ones, the dead people, or just the dead. See, I mean, so we do say that in English, you know, we just usually leave ones off it when we do that, okay? And so you wouldn't have to put it there if in English it made sense. You just have to understand that it's really an adjective, it's really a descriptor, mm-hmm. being used substantive, in a substantive position. Okay, so the Lord of life raises the dead. Number seven, hoi lagoi, tes eleitheas, didaskousi tus alus apostolus. So hoi lagoi, the words, okay, the words, tes eleitheas, of truth, okay, the words of truth, didaskousi, they teach, tus alus apostolus. Now notice, okay, we got three words ending with us. Okay, so how is alus being used here? Okay, it's, no, not yet. Yeah, not third person plural. Though. Accusative plural. Accusative plural. Okay, so how is alus being used? Is it predicate, attributive, or substantive?
Attributive,
okay? You want to know that next week, you know, how adjectives are being used, okay? I spent all the time on the board because it's important, okay?
We know it's...
I'm not going to say it's this sentence right here that you're going to see, okay? So don't memorize this sentence.
So we know it's what now?
It is attributive.
Attributive.
Because it is between the article and the noun. There is an article associated with it somehow. That's the best way to think about it. Okay, and so it is tus alus apostolus, the other apostle. And we understand that it's the other of the same kind.
Apostles, right,
plural? Apostles, I'm sorry, yes. The other apostles, right. And other official messengers. But anyways, right. So we have the word of truth teaches the other apostles. Okay?
Well, what if it was just teaches other apostles?
You would get rid of tus. You would just have alus apostolus.
But then how would it be attributed? How would the adjective be attributed?
Good question. Great question. Because of the fact that it's sitting there in front of it. You would, based upon that by itself, that's a great question, Brooke. Good, because I didn't cover that.
So it could still be attributive as long as it comes in front of a noun.
That's
yeah,
right.
There is no article.
Right. Right. And so at that point, if you had... after the discussi, if you had get rid of the tus, if you just had a loose apostolus, it would be teaches other apostles. Okay, And so, in other words, I've been stating to you, telling you that the key that you're looking at is for the attributive that you're looking at that article. But if there is no article, period. See, whereas on its predicate, what you notice is that there is an article, but it's not associated, okay? If there's no article, period. That was the thing I didn't talk about, okay? So let's come here, get rid of this for a second, okay? If you have biblios kalos, now you got an interpreter's prerogative. Make sense?
But you have kalos after. That's still okay.
I do. But you have to now, as the interpreter, translator, you got to make the call. Is that a good book? A good book? Or is that a book which is good? Does that make sense?
Okay. We're just translating that with a verb just to make it
that's correct.
Doable in
because
English. That isn't actually a full sentence with a verb.
That's correct. It is kind of equative. It's kind of, that's in fact, during that service, Ben Parsons said, so it's almost like, it's almost equative. And I said, yes, it's almost, in a sense, like throwing in an equative verb. Does that make sense? Because
yeah.
That's really what you're doing, is putting in an is in there. Does that make sense? You're equating it.
Yes.
The book which is read. And so, you know, you're not attributing a character trait to it. Mm-hmm. You're actually equating it to something else. Anyways, so biblios kalos, then, you could have a good book or a book that is good. Yeah, and you have to make the call on that one. Okay?
That's true.
I always, on something like that, I would tend to do predicate if it's after and attributive if it's before, unless the context told me otherwise.
You added that in the sentence.
Because in a predicate, you always add a verbish kind of thing. So, like, for example, when I had ha biblios kalos, it's the book is good. But isn't there.
So I think that is good. It sounds more correct because you're just describing the book.
That's correct.
Instead of making a sentence. The book is good is a sentence, but the book that is good is just, you're just talking about the book.
But it's still a sentence. But right. No, so however you want to look at it, it's...
The book that is good can all be the subject. The book that is good is laying on the floor. Does that make sense? The book that is good is not a sentence.
Okay, you can, if you want to state it that way, if it's by itself, yeah. However you want to do it. Okay.
So what were you saying? If it's predicative.
Because it's the names which were written from the foundations of the world. So you are adding the multiple things to it.
Which were, and you added mm-hmm. the which.
Correct, exactly.
So you're saying if the adjective comes before and there's no article, you tend to go with
attributive.
And
sure.
If it's after, you tend to go with predicate.
That's right. Unless your context is going to command otherwise. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's the because that would be the normal, natural use of it.
Uh-huh.
Make sense?
Yes. In English and what?
Well, yeah, but in any linguistic.
Okay.
That's natural word order at that point. Mm-hmm. So.
Would you repeat
that one more time? Sure. If there are no articles, period, associated with it. So I have kalos biblios, or biblios kalos. If the adjective is before the noun, then I would, in natural, normal word order, say that it's being used attributively, a good book. If the adjective is after the noun, then I would say, based upon normal word order that is being used predicate, a book which is good, a book that is good. And I, you know, to most people, this is just what? It's slicing hairs. I mean, because it's an adjective with a noun. It's a good book, man. I don't care if you say it's a book which is good, which is a good book. It's a good book, man. And sometimes it'll make a big difference in how you translate, which I showed in that passage in Revelation. You know, it depends on what things are going with what. All right. Any questions? Thought processes.
What?
Okay. This is, to me, I think this is probably one of the funnest chapters because of the fact that you're hopefully, this isn't a hard one necessarily to grasp. You get to work on the same declensions you've been working on, if that makes sense. But now you get to add some fun stuff to it. And so, but it makes the sentences longer. Yeah, that's right. It makes the sentences longer. Fancier sentences. And Mation gets to play games a little bit more. And, you know, and he likes to do that on some of those. That's why I put some of them from the beginning and some of them from the end, because ones at the end tend to mess with your word order a little bit more. So, which you need to know, because it's going to happen. Okay? All right.
Keep us popping.
Say again?
Keep us popping.
That's right. Dr. Steve, can I get you to close us?
Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for, through your Holy Spirit, giving these words to the writers of the New Testament. Thank you that we can study these words and come to understand them the way they were written. We thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for the ability to learn. And we pray that you'll help us to learn this lesson this week. In Jesus' name.
Amen.